right, looks like we lost the other station. So, all right. Yeah, well, that's good. Yeah, I ate too much food, and I don't ever have anything to drink, so wine, and then I'm always going better. So, but the food's good. We had a lot of family over the house. My wife's two sisters and two brothers were over, and then my parents came over. So we had pretty big, pretty full house.
I waited too. It was relative came over, sister came over, and everybody else came over, daughters, and that's how it is. I went at their house anyhow. I wasn't here, so. Anyhow, how you doing? I've been here a long time.
I'm doing good. Doing real good. Keeping busy for sure. Got a lot of craziness going on right now, just with kids' activities, my son's hockey, and work and that. It's been busy, and it normally is here at the end of the year. That's when work gets really crazy for me. So everybody's trying to finish everything before they go on their holiday break.
I know what you're saying. So you didn't go outdoors this year. And this is WIUG 488.
Yeah, I made it up for the opener of Rifle. That was Friday, and then Sunday I did get a deer, so I at least made it up. I at least got a deer in the freezer, so at least now the pressure's off of me now hunting-wise. So I'll probably get up and do some hunting next weekend, maybe the weekend after. Definitely between Christmas and New Year's I'll do some hunting. So, but yep, I did make it up there though.
That's good. I'm glad you got one anyhow. Not too many people had their chance. So I was talking to Captain Don. He said he's seen a couple of them, but he was nothing but a doe. Roger?
Yeah, I was looking at the numbers so far with the DNR, and the numbers of deer definitely down this year, which I'm kind of surprised by that. But yeah, we've seen a lot of deer. I mean, we're seeing more deer than we did last year. That's for sure. But they logged a lot of the woods over by me, so I think it just happened to push the deer in. And I have a feeling that next year is not going to be so good, because there was actually a lot of deer, but there was also a lot of hunters. So I think the deer herd is going to be affected here come next year. But, yeah, we'll see. This year, though, it's been good. A lot of bucks, but also a lot of hunters.
How it goes. You got a lot of hunters. You're going to have a lot of deer moving around. And that's how it goes. That goes just like us. When we go there, you know, a lot of hunters around, and we just hunt the other side of the road, and we just sit there, and they see a lot of deer crossing the road. Roger?
Yeah. I hunt in the swamp, and so I was pretty far into the woods, but all the hunters that were in the area, of course, they're hunting right off of the road, basically. So I was seeing a lot of deer. They were pushing a lot around, but they were definitely hanging deep in the woods in the swamp, that's for sure. But it worked out okay for me. At least I got one. So my neighbor up there did pretty good, too. He got two bucks. So we did okay. Hopefully the deer are still there, though, in a couple more weeks when I'm able to put some more time in. I'm going to try to get my son out there to get one.
That's good to hear that anyhow. Well, good to hear you back here, and good talking to you. We'll talk again anyhow. WIUG 488.
All right, sounds good. All right, take it easy, Jack. It was nice chatting with you. And, yeah, if I don't talk to you, have a good weekend, sir. WRTX 929.